52. Currently it is 52 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. At 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few minutes. Music begins this hour with a performance by the Academy of Ancient Music under the direction of Christopher Hogwood. This is Corelli's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, Number 8.
Thank you.
Corelli's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, Number 8, performed by the Academy of Ancient Music, Christopher Hogwood, conducting. This is public radio for Acadiana KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Next up, the ensemble I Musici performs the Concerto, Opus 1, 8 in F minor by Locatelli.
Thank you.
The Concerto Opus 1-8 in F minor by Pietro Antonio Locatelli. E musici performed featuring organist Maria Teresa Garotti.
KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
What's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There will be a special lecture presentation this evening at the North Regional Library by Professor Mark Lintz. He is here at UL in the Department of History and Geography. It's called The Timeline of the Maya, and he'll be explaining the meaning of the Mayan calendar with an emphasis on December 21st. So I'll be giving that lecture tonight, 6:30 to 7:30 at the North Regional Library, and then next Monday, December 17th at the South Regional Library. That's Dr. Mark Lintz, UL History Professor, Timeline of the Maya, talking about the Mayan calendar, which everyone's so interested in right now. And the Center for Louisiana Studies presents the Backyard Series tomorrow evening at Vermilionville in the Cooking School. It's the evolution of Cajun and Creole cooking, Creole turtle bisque. Chef Pat Mold and Barry Ansole will be there demonstrating cooking and telling their stories. And you're invited to attend and learn more about turtle bisque and bring your own stories about your family's recipes with turtle and perhaps your experiences with catching turtle. Starts at 6:30 at Vermilionville tomorrow evening. All are invited. It's free and open to everyone. There are open auditions for the Acadia Players' Some Enchanted Evening. Open auditions started last night and continue tonight in Crowley, 6 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church. For more information, you can go to the Acadia Players website or give them a call or call Logan Frederick at 337-523-5007. Wanderlust Theater Company presents the original play, We All Do, written by Jaron Schechsnyder. It will open this Wednesday at Theater 810. There's been a change in venue, so Wanderlust Theater's We All Do will open at Theater 810 this Wednesday and run through Saturday with performances at 8 o'clock. Performances are at 8 o'clock Wednesday through Saturday and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. For information or reservations, you can go to Wanderlust Theater Company or their Eventbrite site, which is wealldo.eventbrite.com, or Wanderlust Theater. They have a website or their Facebook page is Facebook/Wanderlust Theater. And the UL Lafayette 10th Annual Holiday Pottery Sale will take place this week. The opening will be Thursday evening. It's an opening night from 7 until 10 o'clock in Fletcher Hall. That's 116 Fletcher Hall on East Lewis Street on the UL campus. It's on the first floor. You can see it from East Lewis Street. The sale will continue Friday and Saturday evenings, Friday and Saturday from 10 until 6 p.m. But the first night, the opening night, this Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m., and it helps to benefit the students who will be attending the National Council on Education of the Ceramic Arts Annual Conference in Houston. That's the students and faculty of the Visual Arts Ceramics area selling pottery at the 10th annual UL Lafayette Holiday Pottery Sale. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their holiday concert, Louisiana Christmas, this Thursday, December 13th, in the Hyman Performing Arts Center. That will be at 7:30. They will be joined by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Acadiana and local schools in the Acadiana Sings Chorus. Lots of schools, and also Sunny Landreth will be joining the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are available through the Hyman Performing Arts Center, where the concert will take place. You can purchase tickets through Ticketmaster or at their website, acadianasymphony.org. And Itinerant Theater initiates staged readings of the plays. It's called The Plays The Thing, and the first play that they'll be reading is the comedy Candida. That will be this Thursday, December 13th at 7 o'clock. The performance location is the Attic Theater, room 313 at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center on Kirby Street. For more information, you can visit the Itinerant Theater website, which is itinerantheater.com. But that open staged reading is this Thursday, the 13th, in the Central School in the Attic Theater. And there will be a master acting workshop at Cité des Arts, December 13th through the 19th. NYU Professor Caroline McGee will be there to help with these workshops. For more information, you can contact Cité des Arts about these master acting workshops. And the Life and Adventures of Santa Claus will take place, put on by the Pandemonium Theater Group, opening this Friday, December 14th. That will be at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. It will run Friday and Saturday evenings at 7, and there will be a matinee on Sunday, December 16th, at the Grand Opera House of the South, the Pandemonium Theater Group presenting The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus. It's based on a book by Frank L. Baum. And there will be some harp playing this Sunday, December 16th. A number of people from the Bayou Harp Circle. They won't have their annual harps and bells for the holiday concert, but they will be at the Acadian Village for their lights program this Sunday, December 16th, from 6 to 9 p.m. You can enjoy harp music this Sunday. And the Stage Monkeys of Lafayette will present a special offbeat holiday show in ugly sweaters at Theater 810 Wednesday, December 19th. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 at 484-0172. That's the Stage Monkeys of Lafayette next Wednesday, December 19th. And Dickens' classic book will be revisited in A Carol, A Broken Chain. Acadiana Repertory Theater will be presenting this commissioned world premiere adaptations of Dickens' A Christmas Carol at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, December 20th through the 22nd. That is a joint presentation between the Acadiana Repertory Theater and the ACA. Playwright Ben Jolivet's Carol, A Broken Chain. And we'll be speaking with Stephen Landry next week about Carol. That's at the ACA. Tickets are available by going to the ACA's website or giving them a call. And looking a little further ahead, the Children's Museum of Acadiana will have their annual New Year's Noon Carnival and Countdown on Monday, December 31st. For more information, you can go to the Children's Museum of Acadiana website. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our night of opera with World of Opera that starts at 7 and goes until